WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of procrastination punisher, your daily injection of fired-up hacks to conquer those pesky tasks that keep haunting your to-do list. Ever find yourself staring at that looming deadline, feeling like you're trapped in a time warp? Or maybe you've got a mountain of laundry just sitting there, daring you to fold it. We've all been there. But listen up, because today's episode is about flipping the script on procrastination, not by force-feeding ourselves willpower, but by changing our entire perspective. Think of it like this. You wouldn't stare down a charging rhinoceros with the same mindset as you tackle a leisurely bike ride, right? So why approach your to-do list like an impending disaster? This is all about shifting gears and finding that inner badass who can handle anything. Here are 5 supercharged hacks to conquer procrastination by changing your perspective. 1. From I have to, I choose to. This one's a game changer. When you view tasks as obligations, they instantly feel heavy and unwelcoming. But what if you flipped the script and saw them as opportunities? Opportunities to learn, grow, and make progress. Choose to tackle that project because it excites you, because it challenges you, because it's a stepping stone towards your goals. Bam. Suddenly, those have toss become want toss, and motivation surges like a rocket. 2. Embrace the tiny wins. We all get caught up in a grand vision, but sometimes the enormity of a task can paralyze us. Instead of looking at the whole Everest, focus on conquering those tiny peaks, those baby steps that lead to the summit. Think about it. Breaking down a massive project into smaller, manageable chunks not only feels less overwhelming, but also gives you a sense of accomplishment along the way. Each mini victory fuels your motivation and keeps you moving forward. 3. Reframe your inner critic. That nagging voice in your head. The one that whispers you're not good enough or it won't turn out well. It's time to silence that critic. Replace those negative thoughts with empowering affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I can handle this, progress over perfection. Treat yourself with the same kindness and encouragement you would offer a dear friend. Remember, self-compassion is your superpower. 4. Celebrate the power of just starting. The hardest part about any task is often getting started. But here's the secret. You don't need to be in the perfect mood or have all the answers to begin. Just take that first step, even if it's a tiny one. Sometimes, simply starting is enough to break through inertia and gain momentum. 5. Find your flow zone. You know that feeling when you're so engrossed in something that time just melts away? That's your flow zone, where productivity skyrockets. Discover what activities or environments help you tap into this state of pure focus. It could be listening to music, working in a quiet space, or even having a cup of your favorite tea. Find what works for you and create those conditions for success. Remember that time I totally bombed my presentation at work because I procrastinated on practicing? Yeah, let's just say it wasn't pretty. I was so stressed out, my palms were sweating, and my voice cracked mid-sentence. It was a disaster. But you know what? That experience became a turning point for me. I realized that procrastination doesn't just affect my productivity, it also impacts my confidence and well-being. So I started implementing these perspective shifts, and guess what? Things got way better. I still have those moments of ugh, I don't want to do this, but now I have the tools to tackle them head on. And you can too. Remember, changing your perspective isn't about wishful thinking, it's about actively choosing a more empowering mindset. It takes practice, but trust me, it's worth it. So go out there and crush those tasks with newfound confidence and energy. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little procrastination-busting inspiration. Leave us a review and let us know your favorite perspective shift. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep slaying those goals and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.